This is a homemade broadcast radio production.
What your pubic hair says about you, Will.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, there was a new study that said there's no link between extreme grooming and STDs in women. I didn't know this was a thing, but apparently women that are very groomed, extremely groomed, like have no pubic hair, nothing, and they're constantly making sure that area is clean, apparently there's a link, or there was a hypothesized link between extreme grooming and having a higher level of STDs. Mm. Now, I didn't know if they meant that women who clean down there are typically whores, so they're just trying to be cleaner. But I think what the article was suggesting is that if you have no pubic hair, that you're more susceptible to things like chlamydia or gonorrhea. That's what they said. But there is no link. There is no link. So you could be as bald as you want. That doesn't mean that you're going to get an STD any more
really?
Or less.
Oh, okay.
I guess the hair is kind of like a protectant. I guess that's what they thought
be.
But I feel like if it's, you know, if it's going fully, I mean, there's no hair on the inside, you know.
Yeah, it doesn't
really
matter. I wonder
matter.
If that's reeks the same with your nose hair. Because your nose hair is supposed to help, like, keep out, like, viruses, cold viruses and stuff.
Yeah.
I wonder if that's the
right,
same
but
deal.
It's inside
but it's in
of
there.
Your nose.
Yeah,
you
yeah,
know
yeah.
what
it's
I mean? So I didn't quite understand why they were why that would even be a thing. Because if it goes in, it goes in.
Sure.
You understand? So this guy.
I don't understand.
Okay. Well,
could you explain it to me further?
After the show.
Oh,
after
okay.
the show. Which got me thinking, Will. What do you prefer down there on a lady? Like, do you have a certain style that you prefer? A little bit of hair, completely bald, the Epstein, maybe we should call it. Whatever it may be, like, what do you prefer and what do you find disgusting? Or do you find anything disgusting?
I don't find anything disgusting, per se. I wouldn't say anything is off limits. I mean, I have my preferences. I would say, like, at least trimmed down.
Trimmed, okay.
If not completely removed.
Okay.
But I don't know. I mean, like, I'm not going to kick her out of bed for eating crackers either. Like, it's all good.
Right.
Whatever you got going
on
there.
Full
okay.
bush. Full bush.
Sure. I mean, whatever. You know, I'm not.
Full bush.
Full bush.
Not yeah, maintained.
Yeah. That's how God made
at
you.
At all.
That's how God made you.
Well, God made you gross. So.
Are you, so you don't like chicks with bushes? That's your
no. Well, I don't or men like
or men either.
Not
oh, okay.
Like a full,
I mean, I trim like down
manscaped.
There.
Yeah,
I like to get a buzz cut.
That's fine
down there.
Yeah, that's
there's
good.
Still a little bit like stubble.
That's fine. 5 o'clock shadow.
Yeah.
Totally fine.
That's my natural
full
habitat.
Bush?
I mostly
no, thank you.
I mostly like it because it makes it look a little bigger. To be quite honest with you,
I
get an extra like quarter, half an inch.
If you have a little stubble or less,
if
hair?
I get rid of the hair,
of
like
course,
my
more
full
exposed.
Potential,
yeah,
yeah. So you get the extra like you know quarter, half an inch out
that,
of there.
That,
I feel like it looks more impressive.
I agree, and I just think it looks cleaner to me, even though I guess people think it's the other way around. Like the more hair you have, the more of a protectant it is. According to this article by Bustle.
Oh, jeez.
A full bush says, and we're talking about ladies here, it's a natural look. Their personality would be probably pretty straightforward and opinionated. The full bush look.
Full bush?
Full
okay.
bush.
All right.
Neatly trimmed. What do you think that says?
Neatly trimmed would mean empathetic towards others.
Empathetic. Okay. They say... It says it's somebody who's interested in looking pretty. She wants to appear attractive, pretty, and well-groomed. She's probably a young professional.
Mm.
So she takes herself seriously. You know, she's probably employed. She's got a full-time salary and health benefits.
Oh, yeah. She gets home. You know, she's tired, but she's like, you know what? I'm going to go in with this beard trimmer and just take everything off. As a consideration, definitely.
Nice.
That's nice of her.
Brazilian. Are you familiar with what that is?
Brazilian is waxing, correct?
It's a specific type of wax. I've talked to women who've done this. I've had close friends. I've even gone to the appointments with them. Haven't been in the room because it's a bit personal. But it's when you wax everything.
See, that might freak me out a little bit if there was just nothing down there. I kind of like a pimple, you know, just some stubble a little bit, like you're trying.
Okay.
But like
ingrown hair.
A Brazilian is like just the whole thing, just up everything and then you rip it off.
I mean, we're
There's
even
no
talking
hair.
About like in between the cheeks. Like
yes,
it's
I know.
All the way ripped off.
I don't like that. I'd rather have honestly, I do have a preference.
Okay.
I just figured this out.
Nice.
I want to see a few pimples. I want to see some razor burn.
Okay. Nice.
You know, just like, what can I do?
Right.
Here?
She's but low key, low maintenance.
It would weird me out if it was just totally
like a bald dolphin.
Yes.
Like an old man's blowholes. Yeah.
Just two blowholes that you're seeing. I don't want to see that.
Like Joe Biden's head.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like Bernie Sanders' head. Yeah, just bleeding.
Oh, my God.
Just bloodied. A landing strip. This is disgusting. I hate this.
Yeah,
what
are you doing?
I don't want... Why?
Get in or get out.
What are you doing? It's like you're like...
You're dipping your toe in the water.
It's kind of like the... this reminds me of like the Hispanic guys that have like the chin strap.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Sort of thing.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
on your pee, man. What are you doing? Apparently this means back in the hippie days, we just put a little glitter and we left the pubes where they were. Okay, that's what this article
said.
What the hell?
Who wrote this?
I told you, Bustle.
Yeah, but is there a person that wrote this?
I don't think there's an author.
It doesn't have an author?
Oh, by Emma McGowan.
Okay, Google her and see how old she is. I guarantee you she's 20 years old.
Let's see. She's young. She's very young. Very, very young.
Did you do that?
I did. I saw that.